Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio. I am Mike Salmon. John Ray is on vacation this week, but we've got three great guests here in the studio from the Roswell Infinity Studio here in Alpharetta. Trey is our producer today and also doing the live tweeting and all the social media. And Trey, I'll put you on. What the heck? You get a rare opportunity to be on the air, to actually bring the person in front of the microphone. Appreciate all your help and getting used to the board.
Yeah.
Had the wrong microphone open when we started the show, but that's live radio, right?
It's enough to make me happy, though.
It makes you giggle. Makes you laugh. All right, we've got three guests here in the studio that we're going to find out all about their businesses and what they do. From Netcom Pay System, George Davis is with us. Marvin Austin from Super Green Solutions and George Calment from Points North Atlanta Magazine is here as well. And we're going to start with George Davis, Netcom Pay System. George, welcome to the program and thanks for coming to the studio.
Well, thanks for having me on, Mike. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. Netcom Pay Systems. Tell us all about your company and what you guys do.
All right. Netcom Pay System is a merchant services provider located in Roswell, Georgia since 1987. And we provide programs so that businesses can take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover. And we set them up with those programs that's best for their business.
Absolutely. Very vital for businesses that take payments. A lot of companies out there, George, you know this, that are just like you, do the similar type work. What separates you from your competitors?
We're what you would call an ISO, which is an independent sales organization, Mike. And that means that we actually represent four different processors when we're setting up programs. We represent Worldpay, NPC, which is National Processing Company, Clarent Bank, and Transverse Bank. And what separates us is that allows us to make sure that we get the correct program for the business that's looking for a merchant services program. Also, what really separates us is our salespeople, which is me. Every one of my customers has my cell phone number. So if they need something done or they have a question, they can call me anytime.
That's great. I know a lot of folks that take credit cards or looking into maybe taking it for their business. They might hesitate a little bit because they're thinking, oh my God, there's too many fees involved. Lots of fees. Talk about what's involved as far as the fee payment system.
Well, they are correct. There are a lot of fees involved, but in short, we don't have anything to do with that. All the fees are set by the issuing banks. So you've got the Wells Fargos of the world, the BB&Ts, the larger banks that actually issue the credit cards. And they have set up a structure of fees, and it's called interchange. The base fees are set by those banks, and they vary in price depending on which kind of card is used, whether the card is present and in hand and you're swiping the card, or if you're doing it online, and the fees will vary. And that's the reason there's so many different fees in the industry.
And you mentioned interchange. Is that how everything is geared, or are there different tiers that maybe you can do it differently?
Well, there's a difference between interchange plus pricing and tiered pricing. Tiered pricing is kind of the old way of doing business where the companies would just take history and go, okay, we're going to set you up with 2.2% for a qualified rate. A non-qualified rate might be a rewards card and that's a mid-qualified rate. And then a non-qualified rate would be a business card. And all those rates would vary. And they would set a set rate based on history. Interchange Plus is really the way to go because you get actual pricing. You will take that base interchange rate. We mark that up X percent, and then you will get actual pricing based on the base rate set by the issuing banks.
I'm going to ask a question. I think I kind of know the answer to this one, George, but you know, you go online and you see all the stuff about, you know, do it yourself, these little things, swipe things you can get for your phone or whatever. I'm thinking those are all great, but you don't get George, first of all, so you don't get that personal service. Talk about why maybe somebody should use a company like yours and not try some of that online stuff where they think they're saving money.
Well, some of the times those programs might be best for someone if they're just getting into credit cards and it's a simple way to go on and just have that swipe program that you can set up online. We do have a mobile program that we can set up. We are a full service merchant services provider, so we can do mobile like that, and we can do internet programs. We can do swipe programs. So we provide all of those services, but you're right. You're not going to get the service by doing it online that you would get if you went with Netcom Pay System.
You're not going to get George Davis, and that's who we're talking
exactly
to
right.
with Netcom Pay System here in the studio, the Roswell Infinity Studio. This is North Fulton Business Radio. And by the way, we are tweeting live at North Fulton BRX, so please follow us on Twitter. George, talk about contracts. I mean, if we come on with Netcom Pay System, are we looking at a long contract that we have to be with you? How's that work?
Not at all. One of the things that Netcom that does set Netcom apart is we don't have a binding contract. Everybody has to fill out an application because it goes into underwriting at one of our processors and they get approved based on their credit and background check and all. Most companies will set you up on a 3-year contract. And if you break that contract before the 3 years is up, they'll charge you what they call early termination fees, very similar to what they used to do with cell phones, where if you broke your contract, they would charge you X amount of dollars. And those fees can be $499 and up. We don't do that. You come on board with us. It's a month-to-month agreement. And if you feel like you're not getting the service that we promised or you're not getting the rate that we promised, you can leave and there is no charge for that. Some of the other companies, not only will they charge you the $499, but it re-ups and you only have a certain period of time to get out of that contract. So you need to read that carefully. And
sure.
Personally, I think if you, if somebody says you need to sign a contract, call me.
Now you mentioned a rate and so forth. How do I, let's say they do come on with your company. How do they know that all of a sudden, you know, 6 months later, 3 months later, oh, now, you know, they're a customer. They get to know you. They fall in love with your customer service. I don't want to lose you, but how do I know 3 months from now you're not going to jack up the rates?
We do not jack up the rates. That's the reason we go with an interchange plus pricing. The only way our customers is if the base rate in the interchange goes up. So for instance, say you've got a regular Visa card and the base rate is 1.51% and 10 cents per transaction. If that goes up to 1.55%, obviously what we tack on top of that is going to allow that rate to go up. But our rate won't go up, just the interchange rate will go up, and that's set by the issuing banks.
I got you. What types of businesses do you work with? What's a good client for you? Who should be seeking your services?
Obviously, anybody that's got an open door that needs to take payments with credit cards. But some of our best customers are obviously restaurants. We do a lot of online processing, people that want to set up recurring payments. We do a lot with nonprofits because you can go online and set up not only a virtual terminal where you can pay month to month, but you can also set up a recurring payment so that if you wanted to just hit your card every month until you're ready to stop giving, you can do that. We set up shopping carts online. We have mobile programs. So we're a full service merchant services provider, and we can pretty much meet any need that the merchant has.
We're talking with George Davis with Netcom Pay System here on North Fulton Business Radio. And, you know, you talked about what makes your company unique. One of the things that makes your company stand out is you get George Davis. So if we're getting George Davis, I want to know all about George Davis because you're pretty passionate about this business. So tell us about you and your background.
First of all, I'm one of probably the few around. So I've been here all my whole life except for 10 years.
I didn't even know they existed.
Most of us don't. But I have been here for a long time. And the gentleman that started the business was my tennis partner for years. And he started the business in 1987. And I got into the business because it's very hard to understand credit card merchant services. And when I sit down with my customers or my prospective customers, I like to make sure they understand exactly what they're getting. So I give them what I call a merchant services 101 to start with. One of my first questions is, do you know what interchange is? And it's surprising how many people don't really know what interchange is. And that's where it all starts. So I just like to educate them on the entire process and make sure they're getting exactly what they need for their business.
Great. Well, it's been great finding out more about Netcom Pay System. For those that would like to look into your services and possibly use you guys, where can they find out more information?
Well, obviously, you can go to netcompaysystem.com. That's our corporate website. And you can call me at 678-313-3317. Or you can email me at george@j3sales.com. And that's the number 3.
Great. George, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right. Account executive, George Davis with Netcom Pay System here on North Fulton Business Radio. Before we go to Marvin, I want to remind everybody that Roswell Infiniti is one of the original Infiniti dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment when purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, call them or visit them at RoswellInfiniti.com or follow Roswell Infiniti on Facebook or Twitter. All right, Marvin Austin from Super Green Solutions is also here in the studio. And Marvin, thanks for coming by.
My pleasure to be here.
Oh, jeepers, I did it again. All right, now say that again.
My pleasure to be here. Very excited. Good morning, everybody.
You guys are doing a better job than me. I'm lost without John right now. Where's John Ray when I need him?
Strike two, Mike.
Strike two. Give me a few more minutes and there'll be strike three. I wonder if John, you know, he's on a cruise overseas, if he's actually tuned in right now. You know, you can do that. Remember, last year I was in Europe working over there, and I was listening to our shows.
We do have a global footprint, so.
We do have a global footprint.
I like it.
That's global. That's Trey Odom, our producer, chiming in, by the way. So Marvin, tell us all about Super Green Solutions and what you guys do.
Absolutely. Super Green Solutions is Georgia's first energy efficiency store. And ultimately, what we do is help businesses and consumers save about 30 to 70% on their power bill through energy efficient products like solar panels, LED lights, hot water heaters, wind turbines, and much more. All of our products really can be found on display at our showroom here locally in Alpharetta. And we ultimately help them go green through the process as well.
That's you know, a big catchphrase these days is going green. So you're helping people.
Absolutely. That's the purposeful part of our business is that we help people and we help the environment.
Is that one of the things that you really enjoy about what you do?
Absolutely. I knew that I wanted to do something with a purpose, but also in a competitive space. And there's a great opportunity to do that. If you read up on the green industry in general, it's about people, planet, and profit. So ultimately, you're helping people, you're helping the planet. But oh, by the way, we're not for profit. We are a profit company. So it's a fun industry to be in.
Now, Marvin, you're the best dressed guest here in the studio, by the way. And you happen to be dressed in a nice, beautiful green shirt and so forth. Is that just a...
It's just a little something I threw together. I mean, I don't know what happened here. Just, no, actually, green, you don't want to miss a marketing opportunity when you're in the green industry. And you're passionate about it. It's you live it, breathe it, and enjoy it.
I love the passion. Yeah. Who are your customers? Who do you work with?
Well, that's a good question. We have blue chip customer base with large Fortune 500 companies. Like New York Life that we do data centers for, but we also, in our everyday customers, it's people that own businesses independently, an independent business, grocers, really anyone who is interested in being energy efficient and wants to see a difference on their top line as well as their bottom line from a business standpoint. But the fun part about our business is we do as much commercial as we do residential. So for those of us that want to have power plants on their homes, we do solar panels. We do solar, which is very popular now here in Georgia with the new legislation. So the average everyday homeowner that's interested in being green and being having renewable energy, and the same for businesses as well. So it's pretty diverse.
And I know, obviously, that you've got to make an investment to make that happen. But I would think in the not even in the long run, maybe in the short run, it starts paying itself off.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If you return on investment is the key phrase in our industry. Everything we do, you have a return on investment, and it's going to be as short as 12 months or sometimes as long as 7 years, depending upon what you get. But the truth of the matter is there couldn't be a better investment because you're going to see it translate to your bottom line in real dollars, if you're interested in dollars. And most people I deal with, they're interested in dollars.
Super Green Solutions is the name of the company. Marvin Austin is our guest. He's with the company, of course, the proprietor. Talk about, again, the products and offerings that you have, and maybe even your favorite product or offering.
Okay, well, my favorite product is solar. I am a veteran, and I was an electrician many, 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 many moons ago in the Navy. And I've always had this infatuation with power. And being able to generate power. And I think that any time that you can create some type of independence from, say, other countries or even your own local power company, there's an opportunity to do that with renewable energy and solar. So that's probably my favorite. The things that we do pretty routinely are there are a lot of lights, a lot of fluorescent lights here in America. 99% of the buildings have them. There's a great push through LED lighting to upgrade them to LED lights from fluorescent lights because they're far more efficient. And they have better health benefits on you than, per se, the fluorescent lights, and they're environmentally friendly. So we spend a lot of our time updating buildings like the one we're sitting in now from old fluorescent lighting to new LED lighting. So that's also a fun business that we've done. We've done it for large companies and small companies. It's
And for that business leader listening, Marvin, I mean, is there a cost for a consultation to talk to you that they're maybe considering it, not sure if right. it's the right thing? We all know it's the right thing, but right. not sure if it's the right time for them. Right. Do you have conversations with them first?
We do. We do. We really take a in-depth analysis at what it is they do on a daily basis, and we can identify exactly how much they're going to save and help them develop their energy reduction strategy. Most people that think about energy efficiency from a business standpoint, they're thinking about, okay, is this going to make an impact on my top line or on my bottom line? And we show them specifically how to do that, cater to their particular business.
What advice would you want to give to that business person that might be listening right now?
Reduce before you produce. So while I may encourage you to do solar because I like it or wind turbines because they're cool, you probably would do better if you reduce your consumption first. And how do you do that? It's unlikely you're going to change your behavior, but we can change the technology in your building and help you take advantage of the incentives and rebates that are out there. So it starts with a conversation of how do I reduce it? A lot of times it begins with lighting. Sometimes it's with water. It really just depends. And our analysis helps you figure out how to do that.
As everybody in this room, I'm sure, will agree, when it comes to business and sales and whatever it is, if it's a product, a service, no matter what, it's all about relationships, who you know, not necessarily what you know, but who you know. People like to do business with people they like. So you kind of touched upon a little bit, Marvin, about your background. Give us a little bit more information about yourself, right. where you're from, and so we get to know Marvin Austin.
Absolutely. Well, and I really like what you talked about is who you know. I also like to look at it in terms of who knows you, because if someone knows you and they like you, then certainly there's a good opportunity. So I'm in lockstep with that. As it relates to my background and where I'm from, actually, there are two of us here in the room. How about that? I grew up in the city of Decatur. I went to Decatur High School, went to Oglethorpe University here locally.
Wait, two Atlanta natives in the same room.
Absolutely.
So
that's a first, huh?
I was going to say, this is like historic radio right now that we're producing.
And I went to his rival high school at Druid Hills. So.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
That?
Okay.
Yeah, so Bulldogs. And then locally, formal education, Oglethorpe University here local, my undergrad and my MBA. So that's where I'm from. Professionally, I grew up in the private equity space and started this endeavor about 3 years ago. And we are trending right along. And I always wanted to be in an industry where I was going to have fun, be able to leverage technology to create a competitive advantage and ultimately do something with a purpose. And that's why I'm here.
Where do you see yourself, this company, I should say, maybe 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road?
5 years down the line, I see us expanding our sales force, probably about four times the size that it is now. I see us having a larger footprint in the residential home space, and I see us continuing to make a difference here locally.
Absolutely. Sounds great. And I would think there's no reason for any business leader, anybody who's listening, not to reach out to you, at least have that first initial conversation. For those that would like to find out more, where can they get more information?
Well, we do have a website, but we also like to encourage people to follow us on social media. We're at SuperGreenATL on Facebook and Twitter, and that's probably the easiest place to find us.
At SuperGreenATL.
At SuperGreenATL.
And Marvin Austin is our guest. Marvin, thanks for stopping by and sharing all the great work you guys are doing. Keep it up.
Thank you. Go green, save green, super green.
Absolutely. I like it. Tweet that out right there. You got that, Trey? Okay. Marvin Austin from Super Green Solutions here on North Fulton Business Radio. Before our next guest, I want to let you know that we are located at North Point Executive Suites in Alpharetta, and North Point Executive Suites provides office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. With flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none. You can visit their privately owned locations here in Alpharetta or the one over in Duluth and see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success. Our third and final guest here on the program is George Colmont from Points North Atlanta Magazine. I don't want strike three, so I'm making sure that you are turned on on the microphone.
I am turned on.
Yeah. Well, that may come across the wrong way, but we'll leave that where it is. George, tell us all about Points North Atlanta Magazine. What an introduction that was.
Isn't that truth? Well, just to expound on the two Georgia natives here, I'm the third Georgia native.
No, you are kidding me.
I'm born and raised, fourth generation from Columbus, Georgia.
Even better. Now, what high school?
Columbus High.
Blue Devil.
Blue Devil.
I know all about the Columbus. I was down there for a while. All right, tell us all about your publication.
Well, Points North, I'm happy to say, is starting to celebrate their 16th year in existence. Basically, we're a lifestyle magazine. We exclusively serve the north side of Atlanta. We go from Buckhead to Dawsonville, in between 75 and I-85, so that pie shape, if you will. Our sweet spot, of course, would be Buckhead, Sandy Springs, Alpharetta, Roswell, Georgia 400 North Corridor, if you will.
Okay, so you're in the media business, too, so you probably get the question, well, who's looking at it, who's reading it, how many eyeballs, and so forth. Tell us about your circulation, and how is the magazine distributed as well?
Well, we print a little over 70,000 copies a month. Our target demographic, we direct mail to 20 of the 25 wealthiest zip codes in North Atlanta. Outside of that, we've got over 700 drop spots, so you can pretty much find the magazine anywhere in that pie shape.
Okay, so you talk about local personalities, travel destinations, local events, regional events. All if you live in the area, it's something you do definitely want to read.
Exactly.
But obviously, you make your revenue through advertisers. So,
yes.
So what kind of companies typically advertise with your publication?
Well, it's across the board because looking at our editorial calendar, we feature different things every month, of course, and. Accordingly, the advertisers who jump on board with us, if they're not doing something that where they're just going to advertise anyway throughout the year, they'll focus on a different month here and there to pick up on exactly what we're featuring that month or a special advertising section that we'll have in the magazine that month.
Talk about the types of special advertising sections that you have.
Okay, the special advertising sections are secondary to the feature article that's going to be that month. For instance, say for the upcoming August issue, the feature articles are going to be on home furnishings and home designs and so forth. But the special ad sections are going to be on home improvement as well as an outdoor guide. So the home improvement side, I mean, that can be anything from entertainment, patio furniture, interior design, interior furniture, et cetera, whatever you could focus on to take advantage of that. And the best thing about a special ad section, if you advertise in that section, you also receive a bonus edit of 75 words or less to pretty much explain your ad or explain your business. The advertiser gets to write that himself. Now, that's only with the special ad section.
So this is featured in the special ad section?
Correct, correct.
Okay, so for that company that may be outdoor, whatever their product or service may be, typically, as you know, in the advertising field, George, I mean, you want to have that presence all the time. You want, it's
exactly.
All about consistency.
It is.
But maybe if they don't have that budget to do that, that's where they want to be.
That's true. And a lot of times what folks will do to take advantage of a lower rate structure is they'll say, well, I want to run, say, six times. Well, those six times don't have to be consecutive. You can skip around because you're going to only be invoiced for the month that you advertise. So say somebody says, well, I know I can get, business advertising in the spring and in the fall. So he may advertise like February, March, and April, and then not pick it back up again until September, October, November.
Oh, great. So they could tailor make their whole advertising.
Exactly.
Now, when folks do decide to do some advertising, do they got to provide, design the ad and everything, or do you guys help out with that?
No, we do. We provide, our design services are free. All we ask for is like a photograph, if you want to use a photograph in the ad, your logo, your contact information, and generally what you want your ad to look like. Our designers will come up with something depending on whatever size it is that you want, send it back to you, and they'll email you a proof up to three times at no charge.
Okay, so great opportunities to get your company seen by the local people, the people that are here in this area that
right.
would use your services or your product. Talk about the articles themselves. Now, how do you decide, who are you going to feature? Because I'm still waiting for that, brand new Business Radio X studio. So I'm waiting for that great article about Business Radio X coming to North Fulton. I know that'll be out there soon, but
well,
how do y'all decide that?
Well, it's
who do I need to bribe is what I'm trying to say.
You probably need to bribe the publisher and the editor.
Okay.
Not me.
So I got the wrong guy in the room.
You, I guess you do.
No, I'm just
no, you
kidding.
Don't. No, you don't.
I'm just kidding.
They sit down usually late fall, early winter, and decide what the upcoming year is going to feature. And they'll tweak it here and there, but generally it follows the same pattern as the year previous. They may add a particular special ad section. They may delete one, delete two, add a couple here and there. But generally the features are going to focus on really the month that it's going to be running.
Okay, and of course it's going to be something that would appeal to the masses too.
Exactly.
It's something very specific that very few people would care about. I don't think it's something that would probably make the magazine. We're talking with George Colmont with Points North Atlanta Magazine. Are there other magazines out there that are similar to what you guys do?
There are similar magazines. We feel, because of the quality of our magazine and what we focus on and who we go to, we don't feel like we have any competitor in the North Atlanta market. There are neighborhood magazines that are out there that generally focus on the particular neighborhood that they're in or a smaller city that they're in. But we cover a wide area, like I said, from Buckhead to Dawsonville in between the two eyes. And outside of that, the magazines that have the same quality as we do, say, for instance, Atlanta Magazine, they focus on Atlanta proper. They do not come to the north side of the metro area like we do.
And then they may say, well, our circulation is so much bigger, but if it's not people that are in your area that could, you know, use your services.
Exactly. Exactly. Our advertisers live and work in the area that we cover. And the fact that you can pick up our magazine pretty much anywhere helps us a lot, too, from the advertising standpoint. There may be a small retail store that says, well, I'm not sure if I'm going to advertise with you because I don't think I'm going to reach the people I'm targeting. So, well, it depends on who you're targeting. And again, go over, we're going to the wealthiest side of Northside Atlanta, as well as you cover everybody else on the drop spots that you have. So the fact that you can pick up the magazine pretty much anywhere helps them out tremendously.
And as far as the businesses you work with, it could be anybody, because some people may just hear advertising or magazine and they're thinking, right, I can't afford that. But your rates are very reasonable.
They're very reasonable. And like I said, they're very flexible as well. I mean, we can work with somebody depending, like I said, if they want to run 6 times, 12 times, 8 times, 1 time. Whatever you want to do, we're flexible and we can work with you to help you, you know, whatever your budget is.
All right. George, anything that we're forgetting that we want to talk about regarding Points North Atlanta Magazine?
I don't think so. Like I said, the upcoming issue would be the August issue. July ought to hit the streets pretty soon. We try to get these magazines in the mailboxes between the 1st and the 3rd of every month. Try to get them in the pickup spots between the 1st and the 5th. So July will be on the streets pretty soon, and we're working on August right now.
And if you're looking at the fall, it's a good time to talk to you now. You can't say, you know, like in late September or October, I want to get in the next. I mean, you need a little lead time there to get everything ready.
You do need lead time, because we generally close out an issue for the upcoming month. Say, for instance, July closes out this Friday.
Okay.
Because we try to get these things to the printer as soon as possible so we can proof the copy before it hits the streets.
Okay, great. Looking forward to that cover story on Business Radio X. I cannot wait for that story. Oh, wait, I got to bribe somebody else. That's right. George, thank you for stopping by. For those that would like to look into the magazine, maybe check out the rates or talk to you, what's the best way to get more information or to reach out to you?
Well, to reach out to me, they can just email me at george@pointsnorthatlanta.com, or they can check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/pointsnorthatl. Outside of that, I'll be out and about.
You see all the networking stuff around town,
all
right?
All the networking stuff I can get to.
Great. George, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you joining us again, George, from Points North Atlanta Magazine. Marvin, one last time, for those that would like to follow you and find out more about your company, Super Green Solutions.
You can follow us on Facebook or Twitter at Super Green ATL. That's at Super Green ATL.
And George Davis, Netcom Pay System, where can people find out again about your company?
Again, at netcompaysystem.com and also on facebook.com/netcompaysystem/.
Great. Want to thank all our guests for joining us here in the studio today on North Fulton Business Radio. Quick reminder, our shows are live every Tuesday at 11:30 in the morning, but you can listen to any of our shows anytime, 24/7. The podcasts are all at NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. Follow us on Twitter as well, NorthFultonBRX, And we just got our brand new Facebook page up and running as well. So that's at North Fulton Business Radio X. So you can follow us there to keep an eye out on some of the upcoming programs and, of course, to look back at some of the programs that we may have recently had. For our guests here in the studio and for our producer and Twitterer and tweeter guy today, Trey Odom, I'm Mike Salmon, and we will see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.